In this section, Dr. McCarthy and Dr. Russ are going to give a brief description of anxiety, and in particular, the types of anxiety most likely to impact children. Chris, why is it important to define the type of anxiety a child might have?
That's a good question. In one sense, the name or category is not terribly important, because in the case of all the disorders, there are a lot of shared symptoms, with the core symptom being anxiety. We refrain from naming the types of anxiety in our program and instead use color codes to distinguish between the types of anxiety. We are not concerned that a child nail down their specific disorder. However, each type has some specific characteristics. Because of this, some treatments are more helpful for certain disorders than others. Also, it usually helps to know that there is a name for what they are feeling and that it's common. Common enough that there's a treatment for it.
Additionally, it's helpful as well for explaining the strange and mysterious symptoms that you have with anxiety. That alone's huge. We provide you with this information about diagnostic categories so that you'll have a good sense of what's going on and what to expect with your child.
What are the most common types of anxiety that affect children?
Teddy, Chris and I made the decision to group the various anxiety disorders into four categories that would make sense to young kids. We wanted to avoid the complex diagnostic categories that could be confusing and frankly overwhelming. And we wanted to organize it just enough so that your child could know that their anxiety has a name and that it isn't some mysterious jumble of feelings and thoughts. So in the first day, we review these four categories and have the kids pick the category that best fits their symptoms. We have a category for general worry, and that includes common fears and worries that are exaggerated. Secondly, we have a category for anxiety that is primarily social or relational. Third, we have a category for really overwhelming fears like panic and separation anxiety. And then finally, we have a category for worry that is hyper-focused and obsessive. So we have general, social, overwhelming, and obsessive categories. So in this CD for you guys, parents, we remove these simplistic descriptions and we'll use the actual classifications.
As David said, we are going to give you way more detail than we include in the child program. But we are still just giving you brief descriptions. It's actually much harder to make a formal diagnosis than it seems from reading about these disorders or hearing it from us. So please consider the following comments as information and not something intended to formally diagnose your child.
Let's begin with a type of anxiety that is very common for both children and adults, and one that is most clearly traced to an event. It's called an adjustment disorder. So an individual experiences anxiety as they cope with adjusting to some change in their life. You know, the event could be a change in the family, such as the birth of a sibling, or a change in the marital status of the parents, a move, changing schools, moving to a new city or home, an illness that is affecting the child, an illness affecting a sibling, a caregiver, other things like that. And the reaction to the event has evoked a lot of anxiety and worry. A child may not have had any anxiety issues before the event.
For example, I worked with a young girl who started having anxiety issues after visiting her cousin's home in the Midwest. There was a really bad thunderstorm and it scared her very badly. She could no longer fall asleep in her own bed without a parent present, whether there was a storm or not. She was fine in every other area of her life. She just couldn't get to sleep by herself.
The next disorder is called generalized anxiety disorder, and sometimes that's shortened to GAD or GAD. Both an adjustment disorder that we just mentioned and this one fall under the general worries category in the turnaround program. So a child struggling with GAD experiences excessive fear and worry on an ongoing basis. Anyone who has this has a lot of difficulty controlling the worry. They don't feel like they can control it. It has them rather than them having it. And they stay worried more days than not.
The six key features of generalized anxiety disorder are, number one, restlessness or feeling keyed up or on edge. Your child may describe this as jittery or shaky. Number two, being easily fatigued. Three, difficulty concentrating or going blank and being preoccupied with worry. Four, irritability, cranky, grumpy for no apparent reason. Number five, muscle tension, muscle pain, headaches, or stomach aches. Muscle pain is one of the unique features of this disorder. And finally, number six, sleep disturbance. Difficulty falling asleep or staying asleep, restlessness, or unsatisfying sleep.
So, an adjustment disorder is just that, anxiety that comes from making a change in life, or a triggering event like a thunderstorm at bedtime. GAD, on the other hand, is ongoing excessive fear and worry that hangs around most days and includes physical pains like muscle tension and headaches.
That's right. You got it.